Welcome to Lean Six Leadership with LeanNumber6.com, where I discuss the ins and outs of quality engineering, management, program, and project management, and how to apply it to your life. I'm a certified Six Sigma Master Black Belt and a recovering project management professional. I've been in manufacturing in one role and over for the last 25 years. In this episode, we will discuss management responsibility. Kind of a big subject. This is where management does what they're supposed to do. Where you're dealing with quality, and when you're dealing with project management and anything else, management is the one finally responsible. Currently in the news, Boeing, quality problems left and right. Doors flying off, engines flying apart, many, many other things. And is it the regular people getting hammered? Yes, but also the management. The CEO has been taking a lot of problems with all of that. It goes on and on. I can cite many, many other examples. So which part of management is responsible for overall improvement quality management? All of them. Everybody's involved. But executive management is the one that's driving the bus. They're the ones wanting everything to happen a certain way. They're the ones that need to be asking the questions constantly, holding people accountable. That's where a lot of places fall down, is accountability. And that's the purview of executive management. They're the ones that need to be driving this. Yes, the stock price and the profits are extremely important. We don't do this for free. However, if the product and service being put out does not meet the customer needs, you won't make money. It's that simple. There's no getting around that particular item. Now, middle management, or your directors and managers, things of that nature, this is where a lot of the rubber does meet the road. They're the ones that are providing the reports up, but they're also making sure that the resources are available to the people downstream of them. So executive management is making sure the resources are, that there's an overall vision, there's a direction we're going in that way. These guys are the ones that are making sure that it's actually kind of happening, insofar as they're coming up with their own plans and whatnot, but they're also making sure that they're doing what they've got to do. And what I mean by that is they're following up. They're going to the supervisors. They're going to subject matter experts. They're going to the guys on the floor and making sure they have what they need and that they're able to remove roadblocks as much as they can. If not, they go to executive management and have the roadblocks completely blown away if it's feasible. Got to remember, there is a bigger picture. Executive management is to make sure that bigger picture is held to. But middle management, they're holding together to a smaller piece of the puzzle. Then there's the supervisors and subject matter experts, engineers, your senior production or senior action people, let's call it like that. You know, and of course the supervisors, those are the lower level guys. Those guys have a pretty much, you know, they're focused on their area. The key is that executive management needs to make sure that everybody knows the priorities. Everybody's going to feel like, I'm important. I got to get it done. I need this. I need that. It's got to happen. Executive management needs to make sure that everybody understands what the priorities are. And they need to adhere to them. Middle management needs to know where they fall under those priorities so they can make sure that resources are allocated accordingly. And then supervisory and subject matter experts, they need to understand where they fall into in the priority deal. You see, when you don't communicate these things down, you're going to have quality breakdowns like you wouldn't believe. You're going to have people leave too because, I'm not important enough. Well, yes and no. You are important, but we've got to do these other things first. First thing is first. It's got to get done in a certain way. And you need to communicate down to people what that is and what is important. Now, those are the general, generic, different levels of management, from pretty much right there at the action where it happens to the people that kind of keep track of all that and make sure that what's needed is there, to the overall person in charge, keeping everything in the right direction and making sure everybody understands what they're supposed to be doing. Large organizations and small businesses. This is where it can get kind of difficult in some places. See, large organizations, these are clearly defined. And each of these management types, they have what they have. They do what they do. And it's very clear. But a small business, small companies, like, maybe 20 employees total. The person who owns the company is also the supervisor. Yeah, that can get kind of crazy. And I understand this because I'm currently running myself a small business where I am everything. I wear all the hats. I do all of it. I don't have any employees. I am the one that does all of this. So I understand all of that. The thing is that the responsibilities get kind of blurry in a small business because that's all on personal relationships and trust and things of that nature. But in large business, they're clear. But the problem is that it's slow because that person's got a bunch of responsibilities trying to take care of multiple departments, multiple projects, multiple things so they can, do what they're supposed to be doing. But in a small business, they're tearing themselves apart. In the opening video of the podcast for the on YouTube is going to be I'm going to be talking about basics of what my company is and why certain things are slow, just because it is what it is. So the responsibilities within a large organization versus a small organization, they're vastly different. The responsibility in a large organization, I've worked for several very large organizations, and it's kind of where you stand. The only problem is that sometimes you're not given the full picture. So that's always been a pet peeve of mine, because if I don't know where my project stands in the overall scheme of things, do I push or do I not push? That's the important thing. If I know where I stand, my project is not super important. Okay, I'll push, but I'm not gonna jump on people's desks because the energy I put into it is not gonna be rewarded. But if my thing is super important and I don't know this and I'm thinking, well, I don't need to push so hard, I'm not pushing hard because I know the energy is not gonna be rewarded and I'm not gonna waste time on something that nobody else wants to waste time on. See the difference there. But if it is important, but I don't know it, I look like an idiot. So yeah, those are issues. Those are big issues and they need to be done. Now, reporting and follow-up. That's the most important thing. In anything with quality, anything you do, reporting and follow-up, management people, whatever you incentivize will get done. Whatever you de-incentivize will be ignored. And whatever you ignore will be ignored. It's that simple. Whatever you pay attention to will be attended to. Whatever you don't pay attention to will be ignored. That's bottom line. So if you're more concerned about production at the end of the month and profit at the end of the quarter, that's what everyone's going to pay attention to and going to make happen. If you're ignoring quality beyond some lip service stuff, well, guess what's going to happen? The quality is going to fall and things are going to break and customers are going to be very unhappy. So reporting and follow-up, you know, you get what you ask for. You get what you pay for. You get what you want. These things need to be constantly reinforced. And that reinforcement, reports, and follow-up. And to start it all off with project charters, contracts, all that stuff, write it down. Put it in something, a PDF, a note, something. Something you refer back to and see if you're maintaining what you need to be doing. And you're doing what you're following through with what you wrote down. These things are really important. And having gates to report on. These things are not done in a vacuum. You have to have them. You have to. Because when you don't report, when you don't do follow-up, when you don't do these things, people say, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. I have too much other things to do. I have more important things to be worrying about it because they're not asking about this. I'm just going to set it aside. I've done that. I've literally done that. I didn't want to do it. I knew it was important. I'm trying to get people to talk about the reports, get this done, get that done. But they've got other things that they've got to do that they're getting taskings from other areas that are considered more important. And then all of a sudden, hey, guys, this is now extremely important. We haven't done it in 6 months. Huh? What? Well, the last 30 emails I sent you 2 months ago, and then I did some follow-up on that a month ago, and then 2 weeks ago, now the customer's mad. But, no, don't butt me. Don't butt me. I've got paper trail here, and I've got your responses. See, follow-up. Make sure you get follow-up back to you if somebody's going to pay lip service. That way you can hold them accountable. Now let's talk about Six Sigma and Lean and project management. You got green belt, black belt, yellow belt, master and commander, far side of the world, whatever. I actually got a friend that was in that movie as an extra. The titles, they're just certifications. They passed the test. They took a class and they passed the test. Now, when you start getting to the black belt, master black belt, they did a project or two projects or three projects. Some of the green belts, the same thing. They've been in it. They've been at it. They've done something with it. The thing is, that don't mean they know what they're doing. I have seen so many implementations of Six Sigma and Lean that were just done wrong. They're just done poorly. Or I turned down a job one time because they're like, yeah, we're having a problem with this and that and with this. And I'm like, okay, is management willing to change? Oh, yeah, yeah, they've been here for 20 years. Oh, red flag number one. They've been here for 20 years, and they've gone through three iterations of a particular software that handles all of their orders and deliveries within their system. And they've never I know they had, it's too early for story time, but still, I know they had people with the certifications. I know they've had consultants in there. I know they've done, they had done a lot of other things, but they never really looked at their system and determined what would really work for them. They never hired a software company that did that as part of their assessment in that area. That was, I don't know. It's just, I couldn't go with them. I couldn't do it. I knew what that was going to be. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to, that's career suicide for me. I am not going there. I am not going to get into the middle of that mess. So I stayed away from that one because it was just not, I'll take risks, but not that risk. No, it just wasn't going to happen. Now, from CEO to supervisors, really, the titles, titles are, they're titles, they're words. Do they have meaning? Yeah, but in today's society, words can be changed around so much so often, it doesn't matter. What matters is responsibility. Is there a responsibility that comes with the title? Yes, there is. In this case, like from CEOs to supervisors, you're looking at the people who are guiding, who are managing resources, who are making sure certain things are done. Like you get to the CEO or anybody in the C-suite, they've got a particular, like the CEO, CFO, COO, they all have their bailiwicks that they operate from. And they work together as a team, and they also make sure that they're moving certain things forward. Now, why does this matter? It matters because it matters what they communicate down to each other and to each other, because then they can actually get things done and allocate materials accordingly. That priority is the thing. Communication and prioritization. It's really what it comes down to. Make sure you communicate what you want done. Subject matter experts. The people that are actually doing the job. They need to be communicated with. They know what they're doing. They want to do a good job. They want to get their paycheck and they want to go home. Because they got other things they want to do. They've got, you know, they can do other things. Some do whatever. But they need communication, they need reinforcement, and they need a place to impart the information back up the chain so people can make appropriate decisions. Implementing this stuff in a small manufacturing company. Like I said, the communication up and down, kind of an important thing. Yeah, not everything's going to be communicated. Shouldn't have to. However, you need to communicate enough. You need to make sure that the priorities are definitely communicated. Make sure we get it out at the end of the month. We gotta get it out at the end of the month. If we don't make it, we don't make the quarter. We're not gonna get paid. Are you worried about the quality? Are you worried about it? Or are you just worried about being on time? Yeah. What does the customer want? You said bottom line, it's what the customer wants. It's not what you want. It's what the customer wants. Customer's boss. Spelled out in the contract. Everything's felt, you know, following through to the contract. Nothing else matters as much as that contract. That contract is a bottom line based document. Management guides off of that. Middle management allocates materials off of that. Supervisor and subject matter experts make sure that those things meet the drawings that are associated with that contract. That's bottom line, because You're going for incentives. You're going for what's required. You're going for what's wanted. So implementation, small company. Large companies, they're already implementing all this stuff, mainly because of marketing. Steve Jobs back in the 80s or early 90s, he was probably when he was run out of Apple. He was talking about, I saw a video on YouTube where he was talking about the Japanese don't market their Lean Six Sigma. They don't market their quality initiatives. At the time, they just made quality stuff. Whereas the Americans, we started, you know, the Ford Blue program or Malcolm Baldrige Award or you name it. There was something to, you know, J.D. Power and Associates surveys awards. That's bought and paid for. These things are there. But it's all marketing. It's all fluff. I was part of a company, not a small company, rather a large company that got bought out by a larger company. And 2 years before they did the sale, lean. You know what people on the production floor called it? Lipstick on a pig. We started speculating, oh, we're going to be sold soon. Yeah, we were. We were sold, right? And then just as the consolidation of the new one came in, I was already out of there because I had already gotten my master's degree and moved out. Because I wasn't moving up where I was at because, well, they were being sold. I'm like, okay, I'm not sticking around for this anymore. I'm tired. Because the company that bought them out, oh, they were a giant Six Sigma field. But they don't use it quite right. And it's like, instead of improving their bottom 10%, they just get rid of them. I can see why. But it is what it is. Oh, that was quick. Now that we've discussed the topic of management, let me know some items you might want to hear about. Go to my website, lean6leadership.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Martin Hickey, Instagram, Facebook. Lean Six Leadership on Facebook. You can find it there. Twitter. You know, I got a long handle on Twitter. I've had it for years. My Twitter is not nice, though. I tend to let certain things fly over there because I'm more of a troll over there. I like to have fun with people over there. So, yeah, if you get back with me on that, you know, go ahead and rate, share, like, subscribe, whatever on your appropriate podcast platform that you're listening to this on. And I will see you later. Oh, incidentally, the YouTube channel will be getting more coming up, and there'll be a lot more of these on podcast coming up. I've got several written up, ready to go. Just got to record them. Thank you very much.